I will never forget the first child I ever had who looked at me blankly when I said, "Do you need to go potty?" So I thought, he doesn't understand potty. So I said, "Do you need to go to the bathroom?" Nothing. "Do you need a pee-pee? Do you need a poo-poo? Do you need to wee-wee? Do you need to go to the John?" I tried saying everything I knew how, and he still didn't get it. It turned out when I talked to the parent, oh, by the way, he had an accident because he didn't know what I was talking about. It turned out that even though he spoke English fluently, no accent there, he was used to saying it in his home language at home. After that, I learned my lesson, and I learned to ask parents what they call the bathroom, the potty, at home. I call this breaking the code, finding out what words children use for bathroom, hungry, even sleepy. Learning those words shows you children understand what you're saying, and it keeps them comfortable and helps them feel safe, and they don't have meltdowns like if they have to go in their pants because they didn't even know what you were talking about. Sometimes it's just a tiny shift like that that makes the biggest impact. By the way, this is one of the many strategies we'll be sharing in the Calm Classroom Kickoff, the back-to-school seminar webinar on August 23rd. There's tons and tons of strategies. Have a great day. You are a difference maker.